Westbound Woodman at Academy. Some slowing starting to build there again. Highway 24 east and westbound delays at Meridian Road. Rocket Mortgage, buy Quicken Loans with you every step of the way. They provide a seamless mortgage experience. Visit rocketmortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030. Another update at 545. That's your right now traffic. I'm Joel Navarro.
Mostly cloudy skies continue for the remainder of the afternoon with temperatures hovering in the middle 40s, areas of light rain and perhaps a storm or two possible for the early evening hours. And then mostly cloudy and dry conditions into the overnight with temperatures cooling in the middle to low 30s. Saturday, it's a return to sunshine, finally, and more seasonal light temperatures in the low 60s for Colorado Springs. Upper 50s across parts of Taylor County and upper 60s around Pueblo. Most areas keep dry for the weekend. However, there is a slight chance of a stray shower or storm for those late afternoon hours. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
And if you are a fishing lover, we've got some news for you. It's 48 in Pueblo, 44 in Colorado Springs. El Paso County Commissioner Lojinos Gonzalez is here. We're going to talk about a free youth fishing derby. You've been doing this for the last 3 years.
That's right. Since I got elected, and I wanted to be able to give back to our community, especially the youth. So this year, it's El Paso County's third annual youth fishing derby. Tomorrow at Willow Springs Ponds, which is just north of Fountain Creek Regional Park off of Highway 85-87. And it's for ages 5 to 15 from 9:30 a.m. to noon. So I'm asking a lot of people to come out and enjoy time with their family and their youth.
And it looks like you've got some great sponsors involved.
Oh, that's right. You know, I've always wanted to thank for the community that pitches together to help our kids. Sponsors this year include volunteer judges and support from the Fountain Valley Bass Club and the Colorado the Bass Federation. Also, prize sponsors include Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Bass Pro Shops, Red Lobster, Anglers Covey, Sportsman's Warehouse, and Generation Wild.
And I see, David Lineweber and his crew are going to be there and involved. He's a great community partner when it comes to the outdoors. He and his wife are heading up the Outdoor Recreation Alliance, which is a wonderful project. So they are all about events like this. I'm glad to see them involved. I'm glad to see this happening. Tell us a little bit more about how you get there and what do you need when you get there?
Well, it's on the north side of Fountain by the regional park, and what we're asking is for children to come out with rods and reels. We will have some bait there for them, but if they have their own favorite bait to make sure they catch the big ones, they can bring their own. What I'm really happy about is we made sure that the Colorado Parks and Wildlife stocked the pond this week, so I'm expecting a lot of kids to get a lot of action tomorrow morning.
Gives a whole new meaning to fresh fish.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. I always have fond memories when I recall my youth and fishing and learning how to fish with my dad. And it was something I wanted to encourage others to enjoy. And so I think it's going to be a great family fun day tomorrow morning.
Well, so tell me about the fish that have been stocked. Are we talking about trout and bass and perch and brim and things like that?
Normally, from what I've seen the last couple of years, they'll have trout, some bass, catfish, and normally bluegill, which is normally what gets some of the prize winners for smallest fish. And there are lots of categories. There are four age groups. And within those age groups, there'll be winners for multiple categories. And some of those categories, of course, are going to be largest fish, most fish, most fish in inches, and my favorite, and what I'm mostly in the running for, smallest fish.
You're an honest man. That's great. So Saturday, May 11th, 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is free?
Free for all the kids to come out and fish. And then immediately after, about 11:30, we'll have a free hot dog, picnic lunch, and that will be free for anyone who shows up, young and old.
Oh, that's fantastic. So kids, bring mom and dad. Bring fishing poles and bring people who like to put bait on hooks.
Well, that's right. And actually, that's what I like to enjoy, seeing the faces of kids when they catch their first fish. And oftentimes we'll have children who are catching the first fish in their life, but also seeing the looks on their face when they're putting worms on is kind of interesting. It's a lot of fun to see that too.
I know. They look like they've been eating lemons. So you are asking for people to pre-register, is that correct?
Well, pre-registration has ended already, so get there around 9:30 or a little bit earlier, and we're going to have hooks in the water at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so still plenty of room.
Absolutely.
For moms, dads, kids. And the ages are 5 to 15. Bring your own rod, reel, tackle, and bait. Great prizes, hot dog lunch. You get to meet Commissioner Gonzalez.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm hoping I don't burn more than 2 or 3 hot dogs this year.
It sounds to me like you're a cook with a record.
Thanks.
El Paso County, Longinos Gonzalez, County Commissioner, District 4. We thank you so much for your support of the community and for putting this wonderful event together for the kids.
All right, thank you, and God bless.
A look at your traffic and weather coming up in just a few minutes from now.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says his office is preparing to impose tariffs on the $300 billion